whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 276. Today is Saturday, October 30, 2021. Technically, it is 31st today, so it's Halloween day for me! Yay! Anyway, my host
Happy
is...
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween! My host is Lita.
See, I've messed her up already.
Oh, hang on, I need to turn this down. I've got some ambient music for us in the background today. We'll see how it goes. My name is Lita. Hi! Hi, everyone. Lita, a.k.a. Sally. That's what I am. And today my co-host is Chris, looking very witchy.
That totally works. I could be a witchetty.
Witchetty shark. A witchetty shark. That's what you are. Exactly. Anyway, first off, happy Halloween, everybody. And to start the mood off, Chris, you can block your ears if you want, because I understand. But I need to do this one, because, you know, it's Halloween.
Despise that man. Despise that man.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And you can tell me. I'm gonna guess you've got some numbers to tell me in a minute. I'm guessing of runs this year.
If I add them up, there will be bodies. I still get one more day.
You do. Yes.
One more day and.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, welcome everybody. Hi, chat room. Welcome, Dave. Thank you. Dave DeHunter just subscribed again. Amazing. Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Chris had subscribed earlier. Thank you, guys. Your support is amazing. So thank you. And welcome, everyone. We're having a Halloween ISK show. As you can see, I was just saying earlier, I spent some time in Brill to get a lovely screenshot with the fires, because, you know, it is Halloween season, and it is Halloween for me today. I don't think I'm going to get away with wearing this all day, though. My father said to me this morning, he looked at me, I said good morning, he looked at me, he looked back. And I said, how are you? And he looked back at me and he goes, I think I'm better than you are. You look a bit off.
I love your dad.
And I went, yeah, he goes, like zombie. He's like, you zombified? And I'm like, no, I'm Sally from A Nightmare Before Christmas. And he's like, oh. It's like, thanks, Dad. So that was good. Obviously, Dad hasn't probably ever seen that one, but yes, it's funny.
Well, you look lovely.
Thank you. And I have to wear my glasses because otherwise I can't see. Well, I can see, but it'll all be very blurry. So it's Sally with glasses. Anyway. So we got a topic today that I thought would be really interesting, and considering we've got quite a few in the chat room, which is fantastic, I think we both would be very curious to see what also the chat room has to say about this topic. So this was one that I sent through to Chris, and what did you message back to me when I when I said?
Oh my gosh, I don't even remember, but it was probably something with a bad word in it.
No, it was a good word. You were just like, yes!
Oh, yeah! I didn't know if there was a hell yes in front of there.
No, I'm pretty sure it was just a yes.
It was just a big long yeah.
Yes. So we thought we'd talk about scary places not to take your challenge to. And I am guessing, and I know there's times over the episodes that we've had people on that are like, yep, you don't take them here and you don't take them there. And, this happens and this happens, those spots that you can be flying and you fall from. And, we know those ones. But is there no-go zones for you as a challenge player? Okay. So I thought this would be intriguing to see also what the chat room says. So let's start off. Chris, let's start off with you first. So no-go zones. What are the ones that you're like, hell no, challenge tunes, not touching with a 10-foot pole?
See, and I would love to see what the chat room says, because my answers are always completely opposite of what other people do.
Yeah.
Like, STV for me, Boomy and I used to joke with Periton that unless Atlantis had been found, he was not allowed to touch STV. Mm-hmm. Because we had the worst experiences with the stealth panthers down there. Yes. And I know Zortz loves that zone.
Yes.
And for me, no. Mm-hmm. Get out. What are you doing? I don't care that you can get three quests done before you even see a panther. Get out.
Yeah.
STV, absolutely 1,000,000%, never. Mm-hmm. But I will do Duskwood and Darkshore mm-hmm. at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people won't even go close to it. Mm-hmm. So for me, those two I know so well that I have no problem going through on a challenge tune. But never, ever, ever STV. And mm-hmm. never Un'Goro. The thought of taking a challenge tune down to Un'Goro will give me heart palpitations.
Yeah. I miss old Un'Goro. Like, original Un'Goro. Before all the big, big dinosaurs. Remember, there used to be,
Just
one. Used to be one that walked around, and if he found you, he chomped you. And now there's there's 50 million of them, and it's just like...
It's kind of like when Stitches would walk down the road in Duskwood, and the giant abomination would come in.
Yeah.
And now it's the Dark Riders. Well, yes. Of course, everybody should be fearing the Dark Riders at all times. Whatever tune you're on, they will come and munch you. But it also depends on what tune you're on and what time of year it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the holidays. Love the holidays. I will do every holiday on my main, even if I have long since gotten what a long, strange trip it is.
Yeah.
The meta for, the Drake and all that. Mm-hmm. But I will go back and do the stuff just for fun.
Yeah.
But when I take my pacifist out, it's like... There is, and I wish I would have wrote it down, because I took Tank out the other day, and I was flying around getting candy buckets
mm-hmm.
Just to see how much I would level on a regular tune, and she went from like 55 to almost 58 just getting candy buckets.
Nice.
And there's that one bucket and Tank, who she started out as a tank, that's why I named her Tank, and now she's Havoc, so like my Fury Warrior named Arms and
mm-hmm.
There's a candy bucket in Kalimdor, and it's before Kata it was an inn, but now it's a hollowed out shell and on fire.
Yeah.
And there's the little tendrils.
Yep.
It took me, I kid you not, probably 30 minutes of planning the first time I ever went there on... Thank you. I knew Fair would be here and she'd tell me what it was. Stone Talon Peak.
That's it. Yep.
It took me like 30 mm-hmm. minutes of trying to talk myself how to get in there mm-hmm. when I went on Passy the first time. And it's like, it's one candy bucket.
Yep.
Is it worth my life? You know, and I literally had to sit there and debate that for 30 minutes. And yes, I ended up getting the candy bucket.
Yeah.
Because you know me, is anything you do worth whatever many levels you have?
Yeah.
And the answer for me is always no.
Yeah.
But that candy bucket can be absolutely terrifying on a pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing the, be very, very careful. Now, I was shocked and amazed because, you know, we've all seen populations dwindle.
Mm-hmm.
Gold shear is hopping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. There are so many people putting out the fires.
Mm-hmm.
But one, since we've scaled down,
yep.
He has, you can't one shot that man anymore. Like
yeah.
Even taking big tunes down there, you don't one shot him anymore.
Yeah.
And he has pumpkins flying in every direction. I watched this little level 40 get hit by one pumpkin. They went splat. So if that event is going on anywhere near you, one, he's mean. Just stay away from him. He does not share well.
Yep.
That man. But be don't be there. Just don't be anywhere if that event is going on, because you're not even a part of the event and some pumpkin's gonna go flying.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just flat on the ground.
Yep.
And you're a level 60 going, what? What
yeah.
just hit me?
Mm-hmm.
So challenge tunes should not be there.
Yeah.
And one other thing terrifies me because it happened on my pacifist. I don't know if it still happens. Farrah will have to tell me. Is when I got to 100. Was it 100? When did we max level? 120. Yeah, we were 120s, right?
120.
On our passies?
Yeah.
So remember when I hit 110 and dropped through Darkshore and it was the invasion one?
Yes.
Make sure if you are going near any zone that changes, meaning Celithus,
yeah,
or
Arathi.
Is it Arathi.
Yeah.
Oldham.
Yep, Oldham.
Make sure you know which timeline you're, or even bottom of the map, Eastern Kingdoms, where the Dark Portal is.
Blasted Lands.
Yes, Blasted Lands. If you are in current time, which all of them default to current time, I found on Tank. Tank's never been there.
Yeah.
Iron Hoarder right there.
Yeah.
Like literally right there, and you're going to have to phase it back for the candy bucket. But if you're expecting old timeline and pathing and mobs, and you know how to get there in the old time, that's not there.
Yeah.
So know which timeline you're in. And which one is safe, and you may have to not swoop in, you know, flying, because Iron Hoarder right there.
Yeah.
You know, you may need to come in from Stonard, whatever, no. Swamp of Sorrows.
Swamp,
instead and do the path down.
Yeah.
So know which timeline you're going to be in which zone, and which ones change.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the cost of not having that knowledge may be your toon's life.
It's exactly. And I must admit, you know, there are so many things that we have to remember as a challenge player. Like, there is. And sometimes, you know, when you got lots of things going on, you forget about these things. So you click on a flight path because you're like, okay, I don't need to think about physically flying. And that's what I did last week. You know, I flew to Rebel Camp in Arathi on Passy Leader. Not even thinking that this is not a good idea, because you're level 50, whatever it was, I think 52, that it didn't even like cross my brain until I saw Arathi Highlands words come up in the middle of the screen, and I'm like, they're red. And I'm sitting there going, that's not normally the color. And as I'm thinking that, it dawned on me, and all I could think was, please, 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 just...
Seriously?
Yeah. And, you know, these are the things that we have to remember. So it is scary. And it's not just one zone. We've got, there's like five zones.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few. Let me go back and see what the chat room has to say. Nisi said STV, been burned too many times there. Ungoro, Zoldrak, Darkshire, Red Ridge, Western Plaguelands, middle of East, Eastern Plaguelands in the middle of Western Plaguelands. Yep. Stur said for me, Horde dominant zones like Stone Talon, Desolus, Southern Barrens. My Toons mug is on Horde Wanted posters. Nice. he did say about Goldshire with the pumpkins, must be server specific. Wormrest, zero peeps doing, put out the fires in Goldshire. And, you know, and but again, on a passy, being anywhere near someone who's just triggered that event, with the fires going, and then, you know, if there's anything getting thrown, you don't want to get that kill, like, you know, like a proxy kill. So, yeah, no.
And leave the bucket, don't be a completionist. Being a completionist with these events can get you killed.
Mm. On a challenge.
Or get you a kill on a pacifist, and just... Yep. Leave the bucket.
Yeah, exactly. Mind you, I will also say that I did go to Stone Talon and I did the same thing. Because I was like,
Ire.
I was like, you little bastard, I'm going to get you. And all I did was I zapped that night elf that, like, pats really close to it. And I'm looking at the tendrils and I'm just going, no, I got this. And I picked it up and was completely fine and ran up the little hill to see then there was another sentinel, like, patting back. And I think they were, like, level 30, but I was like, you know, stealth. I was like, getting stealth. I don't want to aggro anything. And
seriously.
Yeah, so, again, probably not the best day to do. Would be really good if you could pick up the button, like buckets on a flying mount. So you just drop down.
Oh yeah.
Grab it.
You can carry a bucket on your broom, I can tell you that with 100% certainty, because it makes a cute screenshot.
That's true. Did anyone get a magic broom this year? I know Fair was saying she hadn't the other night, up until the other night. I haven't seen any on, admittedly, I've done Eastern Kingdoms, West, Kalimdor, Outlands, and I don't think I've quite finished, Northrend. That's where I was up to, and then, you know, real life interferes and you gotta go. So I've not seen one single broom. Penny, bloody bags that you can sell for a copper, and you know, the food things that I normally just destroy. But Nisi got a blue broom from trick or treating. Fair had to buy one, got one on two tunes. Zaya, wow, cool. Stir had to buy the broom. Okay, all right.
I was going to say, if you want one on your normal tunes, go run Headless Horseman. I think I have 400 brooms at this point, but no mount.
Yeah. Bastard. He
is so mean.
I was sending all
actually,
the
questions. I love his story. Love his story to death. It is a wonderfully written story, and it's... Noble did a YouTube video on it and the history of the Headless Horseman, and then he does pop up after you kill him every single time, amazingly, and you know, I'm doing like 16 of them a day in the instance afterward and in his human form. So but you know, you rat bastard, just give me the broom. He's given me 400 brooms. Give me the Headless Horseman mount.
Yeah, that would be good. Maybe we might find that link and stick that in the show notes, so if anyone's looking of Nobles, because it's always, you know, intriguing. Some people like to know all the bits and pieces, so we might throw that in the show notes for when we you know, sort that out, which would be cool. All right, so let me get back to what else do we have. Dave DeHunter, Stone Talon is rough. Dustwood is okay now without the Dark Riders. Dead Ridge is bad when you get in deep. Hinterlands and Badlands used to eat me for lunch regularly in the old days. Zai says Blasted Lands, you have to check Zadomi every time. Yes. Again, if you turn it on one turn, just make it friggin' account wide. It's just like, others the game remember if you talk to her. Okay, so Blasted Lands resets every single time, which again is good to know, but it is super frustrating. Super frustrating. Lordanel won't be a flight path after 50. Need to talk to Zadormi. Yep, that's true. Fair says, I won't go to Vashia, Twilight, Highlands, most of Dead Ridge, Eastern Plaguelands, Stone Talon, Shadow Moon Valley, Outlands. Also won't take challenges to quest in Legion or BFA zones. Yep, always good to know. Nisi says, so many people doing the fires in Goldshire on my server set. The Headless Horseman speech is overlapping himself. Yeah, I can remember. It can be quite funny when you're like, all you're hearing is like one version, then another version. You're like, what's going on? Yes, exactly. Dave says again, I was chasing buckets the other day and my current tune was 30 plus and got took down to less than 1 HP. Thought I was gone on a bubble hearth for the win. Nice. Well, yay for that. 10 HP. Well, still, that's a lot. that's a lot. If he gives you mount, you won't visit him anymore. That's from Tiber. That's true, you know.
No, I would still, absolutely. Just because, you know, it's Halloween. And
it is.
He's a headless horse. Now, would I do it 30... Plus, actually, no, yeah. This year I only have 16 tries. Last year I had more than that. But I would still just not 16 times a day, every day till the end of time.
Yeah.
But I've been trying since year one.
Yeah.
Year one.
It's really,
and here we are.
Really frustrating. And
apparently Stir has been too.
Yeah. It's, and again, you know, it's RNG is such a bitch. It really is.
Oh yeah.
It's not fair. It's not fair. I think I've still got a spare one that dropped on my hunter like years ago that I stuck in the bank. Again, like, can I not give it to someone? I didn't have the heart to destroy it because it took me quite like a few years to get it myself. A few, not as many as you, but it was like 5 years for me. And I got it on the very last run of, I think, year five. But then one dropped the year later on my hunter and I'm like, can I not give this to anyone? I don't have the heart to destroy it.
No, it's funny you say that because so every day it's P and D, Abby, Kitten, and I that are running it. P won't open his bag while he's in the instance so that we can't see.
Same.
Whether or not he gets one. I think he's gotten 3 life binders handmaidens now. Okay. It's like, you know, when you can't trade them. But so he won't even open the bag because when we started at the beginning of this time, 4 people needed it. So he was the only one who had it.
Yeah.
7 runs in, Abby gets the mount. Which I am so thrilled for her. She is such a sweetie. You go. Yay. That is easily one of my favorite mounts in game. And Kitten's running. I mean, Kitten doesn't care about the realm. She's just coming to help.
Yeah.
But I said, this is what's going to happen. D and I want this. I want it especially at most out of everybody.
Yeah.
We won't get it. They will. And then he's going to have 30 Love Rocket tries that I will tank for him every single day. I don't want a big pink rocket. It's a big... Dee doesn't want to... Dee and I are going to be the ones who get the love rocket, and he's been doing it 30 tries every year since it came out.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for everybody else who doesn't want Headless Horseman to get it, and then I'll just keep trying year after year.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll happen. It's just... And like you said, you've still got
tomorrow.
One.
Tomorrow,
you've
please.
Still got one. You've still got one more go, right? Before reset.
Yep.
Like
before tomorrow.
It goes. So we're all like this for you, which is good.
And Stir, apparently he needs it still too.
There you go. Take Stir with you. You both get it. That would be awesome. That would be
right.
So good.
Seriously.
That would be like, let me wave my magic scythe.
A magic scythe! Brilliant!
There we go. I send out all the good, you know, voodoo, do whichever. So, go with it. Okay, so let's get back to... what was I going to say? Alright. So, lots of good points. STV from you, Angoro, yep. You know, candy buckets can be... extremely frustrating. One that I was thinking of, and admit, because I've been on the pacifist for the last like couple weeks doing candy buckets, is any time I go to a neutral town. So yeah. Doesn't matter which one, like last night, go to K3 and all of a sudden, like yellow mobs, all those guards, you know, the goblins, the bruisers, all of that. And
yep.
All I'm doing is I am, you know, just like, don't click on anything. Don't right click. don't breathe as I just, you know, slowly run into the inn to get the candy bucket, turn around. And of course there's a bruiser right next to the candy bucket. And then the green innkeeper, I think it was green. And I'm like, don't touch anything. The same with, like, Booty Bay, you know, Everlook. Any of those. But that's my first thing. And as we know, STV has one place that has got quite a few yellow mobs in that little hub that you can go and kill all the, you know, I think we can safely say some of us have lost toons to accidentally...
Stupid panthers.
Clicking things, yeah. So definitely neutral towns, mobs, you know, being super extra careful, not firing guns or your bow or anything.
Don't breathe. Nessie, well, there's those nasty trees. Didn't somebody die to the trees in, they're in Kalimdor as well, and I wish I could remember all these places. It's, there's that town that has the giant druid trees, and they're neutral, and somebody clicked on one and they got munched on their tune there.
Yeah. Whisperwind Grove. Yeah. That sounds about right. That's...
Very upset trees.
Fellwood.
Thank you, Nisi.
In Fellwood. Yeah. It's, again, you know, it's just as... This is the stuff everyone takes for granted. Like, they're just like, yeah, it doesn't matter. But when you're on a challenge tune, yeah, it does. Very much so. I have to say, one of my big things, even now, is doing Discovery XP flying. Flying low is not good. So fly high and make sure you have gliders. Like, any zone makes no difference. If you're doing Discovery XP, make sure you've got gliders. As soon as I can afford them on any tune, I will go to the auction house. I will buy at least 5. If they're cheap, I will buy like 20. Just
seriously.
To make sure. Yes. Must have. Every single challenge tune must have one of those. And then I hotkey it to whichever button is my, again, it's not, it's like the alternate oh shit button. So normally the first one is vanish on my rogue, and then, you know, it's glider if you're up high. So Yeah, it's one of those things. You can get things, you can get certain things. Absolutely. So, the gliders are fine. Goblin gliders. Sometimes you gotta be careful because some of the prices for them are horrid. Really horrid. But at least get like one or two to tide you over if you're going, you know, to an area that might have mountains or you're flying or things like that. So that's my first one. And obviously I've had experience with flying low. That's how I killed off my first iron. So still stings to this day and is firmly, you know, planted in the brain. I will never forget that. It just runs in, I can see it. Like, I can look at the screen and I can see exactly what happened right now. And how many years ago was that? Still traumatic for me. Okay, obviously Dead Ridge. I normally, if I do questing, especially on an iron, I like to do the startup quests. I don't mind doing the you know, like the spiders and get to town, and pretty muchly that's kind of it. I'm not a fan of still the wolves and orc area. I can't think of exactly what it's called, but those tightly packed. I haven't been there for a little while because normally I try and avoid it, but I don't mind doing some of the startup ones that, you know, it's kind of like just that kill, what do you call it, like count kill, where it's like collect so many of these and collect so many of those, and, you know, it's not bad XP. The gnolls... The null quests, they can be a little bit temperamental, and I've had a few hit and misses on both of those, so I have to be super careful doing those. But I don't mind the ones that are like, go kill, you know, get the condor legs and the spider things and brains and all of those kinds of things. So that's the big ones. And I had another one that I just thought of. What was the other one? Fair says, I'm always scared flying for exploration in Legion. Yeah. Legion can be a little scary. I must admit, I haven't been for a little while. So, running into PvP zones. Yep. I mean, there are a lot of things that there's a lot of areas on a normal toon you probably don't care about it because you're like, oh well, if you die, she's all good, let's go res. But on a challenge toon, obviously you're done. So yeah, it's just being super super careful. And there's a lot of things, plus you've got Chromie time. You know, Shadowlands brings... We're not even talking Shadowlands. And we all know, like them all.
Oh, hello!
We just, you know... when's the skip coming in? Tuesday?
Tuesday, yeah.
Countdown, how many hours and minutes? So, it's, you know, there's all sorts. And obviously, you could probably look at every zone... has a negative for someone, you know, as well. Just because I love one zone might mean, you know, Chris, you might completely hate it because you've had bad experiences there. And same with you guys in the chat room. And yeah, I was like Zords. I actually really enjoyed STV. It's most times. But yes, those Panthers can be rough. Yeah, it's, again, you know, we all have good and bad experiences, and that's what paves our way.
Yep.
We do love Heartlands, though, obviously. That is the wonderful, wonderful zone. We love that for picking flowers.
Yeah.
On Pacifist. It's a very good zone. So, yeah. But I would have to agree, and certainly being extra careful in places like Stormwind, because, you know, certain sewer beasts like to jump out and kill little toons or big toons. I haven't seen him for a while. I'm really disappointed because I love seeing him and then taking a screenshot and sending it to
me. Sending it to me?
And I haven't seen him for a while.
Founder.
It's very, you know, it's very disappointing that I've been there. Mind you, I am, whenever I'm there, the first thing I do is, like, up high, because I'm on passive leader, I'm, like, scouring around. Because we know sewer beast can be in, well, pretty much, like, kind of, like, three sections. So I kind of go for a little, you know, no, he's not here. Go up the middle section, no, nothing there, and then go to the end section into the, you know, into that lake towards the top there. And that's where I've mostly seen him lately, so I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen him elsewhere.
See, he just follows me down the little street and goes he's over, like, you know, and starts like, the coffee shop.
Chris. Chris, I got something for you.
Chris, are you on a passy? Come here. Chris.
Exactly. Be super careful if you're in Stormwind. Because apparently I have not seen it, but I know some, I think Zaya had said, seen someone get, you know, he's jumped out and grabbed a little toon and they scaled. So, you know, it's scary, which is not good. Okay.
Tiber got chased last week.
Well, there you go. There we go. He's visiting Tiber.
Tiber, tell him to stop it.
Yeah. So I said, a few days ago. There we go. Scales, yes, with a zillion hit points. Exactly. So, not something you really want to be taking on. But again, you know, and there's obviously they're not the only places. So just sometimes, you know, my rule, don't play Huge Challenge Tune when you're tired. The other thing is probably get into the headspace when you're playing your challenge tune and don't be like la-di-da, like a leader. It's just like la-di-da, off we go, fly into Arathi. And be like, why is that red? Oh shit, it's new Arathi, not old Arathi, and I need to get the hell out of here. So it's just, again, these things you gotta think of as a challenge player. But definitely scary places. The other thing that I was going to mention before we go into our weeks is scariest. What's the biggest scare that you've had in game on a challenge turn, Chris?
Mine was that little. Now, normally I love gnomes. I think gnomes are adorable. That little one, though, the little bugger who flies that helicopter around Borean Tundra. The rare.
Oh, yes.
Who targeted my passy.
Yes.
And chased her down to the ground. And I shadow melded. And he was still on me. After shadow meld. And I had 20 health left, I believe, by the time I got away.
Yep.
Total wreck. Oh, my God. I had never come quite so close to death. And that little bugger just in his... It's a great chopper too. I think it's really close to the engineering one that you can make. He almost killed me. That mean.
Yes, I remember. Gnome. I remember you telling me. Yeah.
And it was like, I can't breathe. You know, it's like you're absolutely terrified, and it's like you just almost can. I put away for a while because it's just like traumatizing that you almost. I got the name pacifist. She had to hit 120. She had the name pacifist. You kill her. No.
Yes.
So, yes, that was by far and away the closest I got to death because those rares, and the only reason, because I leave my It's not Scotta. It's not Rare Finder. It's
NPC.
I can't remember which one it is.
Silver Dragon.
But boy, did that puppy go off, and my health just went boom, 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 and I'm like, what's happening? Because he's not normally there, and he hardly ever spawns. Hardly. I mean, it's one of those, what is the medium rare or whatever, is that achievement for even finding a rare in Northrend. Bloody rare, I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because they are so hard to find. But apparently, Chris takes out her pacifist, and all the rares want to come out and say
hi
on a pacifist.
Yeah.
They they do for Lita in with her blood in Western Plague Lands, but
that
is by far and away the closest I ever got to death.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. And I need to play this because Paragon did a sound alert, so I don't think it came through.
Oh,
so instead, I'm going to do this one.
It sounds like a pig! It sounds like a pig.
It's the cutest one. I can't remember which episode we did.
Oh.
You've given me many, and I've done...
See, Kitten's never heard it. Yes, Kitten, she taped me nording.
Yeah, I do have a few, but that's kind of one of my favorites. Okay, so one of my places, and I can't exactly remember which tune it was on and exactly when it was, but I remember that I got hit by, I'm gonna say it was a mob, and all of a sudden I must have gone into the whole, I need to get out of here, this is not good, and ran so far away. As you do. And all I remember is it was following, you know, you're just running, and you're just like, please, please, please. And I ended up, by the time it finally leashed, which I'm pretty sure seemed to be an awfully bloody long time, and as we know, there are some mobs around that don't. As we know.
As stone.
Yeah. As we know, it's, but I ended up with 7 hit points on my iron. And that was, I thought she was dead. I thought it was done. I'm gonna say it was probably either the Warlock or the Hunter. I can't exactly remember. Wow, but I just remember my bar. Like, I thought I was dead. If I'd had a dot on me, I would have been dead. But
you'd be toast.
I didn't. So, I just remember 7 hit points was, like, what I ended up by the time I breathed. And I think somehow I hurt and got myself back to the inn, logged out, and was like, I need, you know, if I drank, I would have a stiff drink, but I don't, so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so that's certainly always, you know, those scares. And I think the other ones are when something you're not expecting happens. You know, that whole... that you're on your merry way, whether it is you just focused or you zoned out to a certain effect, you know what you're doing, and then all of a sudden, whether it's Pat's, something, you know, or someone else has come, as we know, with mobs being dragged across by other players, and all of a sudden the mobs turn around and turn on you.
Oh yeah, and then get on you, 100%.
Yeah. It's a real struggle, obviously, for what we need to deal with as challenge players. So I'm not going to say that we need to 100% be on our game the whole time, because we're not. I, speaking from personal experience here, you know, you might just be like, yeah, let's do this, let's do that. And then you're like, fly into a Rathi. Yes.
Well, but you know what? This is like one of those times where knowing your class is a huge help. Having a plan for an escape route. Way back in the day, I was actually watching when Stone aggroed the dwarves that are up at it's like the lock goes into Arathi, and there's that little bit of dwarves to the left, and it's like the very last quest, almost like there's one bad guy to fight and then you've completed all of the zone, right? Or not the lock, is it Wetlands.
Yeah.
And then he did those dwarves. They followed him down the entire map. They did not leash at all.
Yeah.
And he ran the entire length of the wetlands with them still on him.
Yeah.
So if he didn't know his class and didn't have an escape plan, and I want to say he actually still died towards the end of the map, but I can't remember that part. I just remember them not leashing.
Yeah.
But then at least you have a chance.
Yeah, exactly. Peridon says that rare wolf in the Hinterlands, the neutral one.
I can Old Hill something.
Yeah.
Remember I used to go kill him all the time.
Old Hill Paul? Timber Paul? Something like that?
Or something jumper?
Yeah, something like that. No, yeah, he does...
Hill jumper, thanks, Fair.
Hill jumper. He does have a nasty dot. Exactly. And if you're on a toon and that dot gets you, it's ticking. If you can kill... I mean, I've had plenty of toons where I've taken and killed him and not had a problem. But I've also had a toon that I didn't kill him, whether it be fast enough or whichever, and got that dot on me, and that was not good. I'm pretty sure I did end up surviving, but I might have had like 50 hit points left. I think I only just made it through, but yeah, that's definitely one. So and again, you know, there's many scary places. Just sometimes being in the capital cities can be scary for any toon. So again, you know, we've all got those scary places. If you're after, and I have to admit, one of my most intriguing things, which is not challenge related, but I always think it's kind of cool because I'm weird, I guess, is to go to the house just up from Goldshire, near, I think, the fish. There's normally the fishing people at the that little jetty up from, as if you're heading towards Mental Blank, human starting zone. You can see it at certain times. That little house, Goldshire, you know where Goldshire is?
Uh-huh. And the North Shore's up where the humans start.
Yeah, so
North Shore Abbey,
thank you. But on the way, there's that other house that's kind of abandoned. But outside, there's normally the fisherman and the boy, and there's the jetty, and, you know, the waterway is around there. Normally, it's about 6 p.m., is the kids come out. So if you want to see something freaky, that's always an interesting one to see. There's also places like I was gonna say Red Ridge. It's not. It's Eastern Plaguelands with the doll. That one always makes me sad. I actually don't get freaked out about that, but...
Oh, the doll one, yeah.
Yeah, that one always gets me, makes me very sad. But, yeah, again, you know, there's lots of, like, creepy aspects and all that, obviously, within the game, so,
All of Eastern Plaguelands, yeah, pretty much.
I always... always loved Eastern Plaguelands. It just, it, I don't know. It's Eastern Plaguelands, Western Plaguelands. I don't know. It just, yeah, that's cool. But
it's fun.
There's lots of fun places. Exactly. And what people, one person's fun is another person's, they'll be good. I'm not going there. So we understand.
Oh, that'd be like Stellathis. Dry and bugs. Yeah. No, although I did grind out Cenarian Raptor Exalted there, but mm-hmm. Desert and bugs, not my thing.
See, bugs, well, in Australia, you get a lot of desert. And bugs, I don't care about
bugs. And bugs the size of a house, woman.
Exactly.
You're in Australia.
Exactly, and I don't care about that, but you get a frickin' gecko near me, and I swear to God, those evil little bastards.
I'll take the gecko any day.
You have the
gecko. But no spiders.
It's only, it's childhood trauma. That's what it is. Anyway, okay, alright, so, weeks and well. Anything else that you want to add? Obviously, Headless Horseman is...
Mean! Cruel!
Mean, that's the word. Mean, cruel.
Awful!
Yep.
I mean, I'm taking in a rogue, her name's Vanish. And
I know. Of course.
I leveled her just so I would have another try. And we joke that she goes in and gives him a massage and just a very cool breath upon his cheek. Mm-hmm. Because, one, I don't know how to play a rogue. I am the most pathetic rogue on the planet, but I got her up to 50 so that she could do this.
Yeah. As she doing?
It's great XP. I can't tell you how many of my tunes have dinged in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Doing Headless Horseman every day. Great XP. Don't know what I'm going to do with her because I can't stab or anything.
Go pick flowers.
So I have done nothing but live inside... Oh, no, actually, I finished my conservatory mounts because I got my last mount from that. And I got some other mounts. I mean, I've gotten plenty of mounts this week, just not the one I've been trying for 16 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think it's, what, 14 years?
14.
It started something like that, 15. But other than that, I have lived 15? In Scarlet Monastery begging that man to please.
Mm.
I need one for Kitten, I need one for myself, and I need one for Dee.
Well, more to go.
And one for Stir now, too. Stir,
for Stir.
Would you like a mount?
So
I can beg him for
three.
You, too.
We just need three mounts.
Yeah,
one
that's
for
it.
You, one
is
for Kitten,
it
one
asking
for Stir.
Them? I come see him every day.
Like?
Well, 16 times a day.
Exactly.
Hurry up and drop it to get rid of me.
We all have our fingers crossed and send... Again, hang on, let me get the magic scythe. Even though it's not Sally, it is Warlock inspired. I will send the magic scythe your way with all the positive voodoo goodness to you today.
That
the
is
run.
Brilliant. I think that should stay around all year long because you mean a warlock.
It's
the magic scythe.
It's always here. It's right next to me, along with many.
That
other
is fantastic.
Things. Along like many other little things, as you would know, this little one.
Yay!
That's the
Hi,
one. Nort. There it is. That's Nort. That's the Chris Nort.
Which is so funny because I have a hunter named Nort.
I know. It's hilarious. I love it. But stay. It's a bit like me talking to Kobe. Stay.
Apparently, I don't listen.
Yeah. Well. We both know that. It's all right. Well, good luck. Good luck with the last run of this Hallows End event. Good luck. Please.
Thank you.
So, yeah. I do have to say that I did manage to get Passy Leader to 54 last night. So again, Candy Bucket Jay, I'm really hoping after I do the editing that I can at least do a few more because I would really like to get, like, it's free XP. It's just, again, IRL has been a bit crazy, so I've not had much chance to do it. And it really, this is the only tune I have done anything on. I have not even taken Leta. Like, normally, Leta, I will take my main, she will go and do everything first, and then I'll start on a challenge show. Like, it's just what I have always done. This year, I was like, no, passy leader. It's, I'm not going to get anything else done. So I can only do it on one tune, because IRL and time and... So it's like, who do I take? Passy leader, because goddamn it, I really want her to get to 60. So we'll see. So we hit 54. So yay, we're getting there. We're getting there. I know I'm gonna have to go dig. I know I'm gonna have to suck it up and go dig. But for the moment, candy buckets.
Dig, dig,
dig, dig, dig. That's it. So yeah. All right. Let us play. Where is it? Let's play this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
And Rogue Slayer. We hope she's going well. I know she's been busy doing all renos with the new place. Looking fantastic. Missing her online, I must admit. I miss seeing Rogue Slayer, but I know that she's busy with Julian sorting out house stuff and all sorts of things. So yeah. Okay. News. Oh god, what have you got? It smells really good. It's got something that smells good. I may not have had breakfast. That's possibly why. Alright, I just have to say, Dark Moon Fair, yes, starts again. Apparently it is starting? Apparently, Nisi? It is? Cool. Okay, apparently. And it's supposed to run from... That's really unusual. It's going to start on October 31st? All right. See how it goes. We did say that please remember... that last time it was like twice in a month that the profession quest did not show up until it had ticked over. So yeah, so please just remember that you might, I know, I've done it myself, where I'm like, yay, we get it again, hey, there's no quest, what's going on? And it was just because of the month, and again, Blizzard hadn't, I don't think they've fixed it. It's so annoying. But anyway, just keep an eye on it. Dark Moon Fair, yay. Again, if you're starting a new challenge tune, great time to take them, you know, to get your bags, to get yourself some gold. Obviously, no love for Bloodthirsties. But your other tunes, yay. Go do it. And you don't need, like, skill level of... stuff to get stuff. So if you're doing like the pacifist, sweet, like go fish. Are you? That's a game.
Go
fish. So Dark Moon Fair coming tonight, tomorrow. Yay! Dark Moon Fair time. Excellent. All right. What else have we got?
We've got, if you haven't noticed, been paying attention, Halloween Zen wraps up on November 1st, kiddos.
Let me do this.
Time
one.
Is running out to get your trick or treating done. Also to get your Headless Horseman mount. And Day of the Dead runs from November 1st and ends on November 3rd. Won't have a write up for that. It involves maybe 3 to 4 quests.
Yeah, which is always fun. I always liked getting turned in. I it always annoyed me on leader, not even on the challenge tunes, but on, I'd go to lead and I'd be like, why don't I have my stuff? And it's because I left the bouquet thing in my bank. And I was like, I can't turn myself. Why can I not see them? And I'd be like, oh, go to the bank, get it out of the bank, come back, make sure you got the spice dead bread stuff, you know. So
well, and isn't that where we get the macabre marionette pet from?
Yes.
Yes.
Always good.
Kitten, I'll send you a thing, because you can actually only get this pet at that. Yeah. It's adorable little Dias de los Muertos. Mm. And you can get a macabre marionette pet, which is just absolutely adorable.
Very cute. Absolutely very cute. So, yeah, and that's the other thing, as Nisi says, takes place in Solmwyn in the graveyard. That's right. Don't assume that it's just like in the middle of Stormwind or Orgrimmar or anything like that. Orgrimmar's will be outside where the graveyard is, like down the road. Like you gotta traps down the road and veer off to the left a little bit. And again, you know, the same with places like Silvermoon. You have to go outside to the one along the wall right before you get to
Falcon Square.
So so you know, you've got to look around a bit. And if you're in if you're in Undercity, from memory, go turn Zadormi on, because if you're on a higher tune, you're gonna be like in green sludge. So again, be careful, because there are places that you need to watch for. Just a reminder, there is countdown. We've got like what, 2 days, 3 days. Patch 9.1.5 is due out this coming week. Yay! Obviously very exciting for a lot of us. And it's a pretty big patch. So, reminder, before a patch, as we always like to do, and that also reminds me why I need to jump on Passy Leader, is strip your gear. Okay? Just in case, if Blizzard has made any changes to gear or anything within that, the last thing you want to do is log into your toon, find out that an item has been turned from white to green to, you know, to green to blue, any of that stuff, and all of a sudden you're flagged and your run is over. So a good thing is strip your toon sometime in the next couple of days, and just when you log into that toon again, check. I have my gear hotkeyed like a macro, but I will never hit that macro until I've gone through and checked the bags to check the gear to make sure that they're still either all white or all green if you're on a bloodthirsty. So again, you know, just keep that in mind. So we don't know of any changes, but it has happened before. Blizzard does like to change things at times, and it does, you know, again, makes little hiccupies. So so yeah, we've got that. Also, there's a new set of items coming with this patch that could be helpful for challenges, and new flight path toys apparently. Oh, I love toys. Yay. These new toys coming in will have flight paths you can learn for the Outlands expansion through to Shadowlands. Wow. Okay. These toys are a bit pricey, coming in at 10,000 gold a piece. They will be sold by the heirloom vendors. All right. And we've got a link for that, which we'll put in. That's from Wowhead. Hang on. If I can, let me see if I can do these things. Control done, which we'll put in, is in the show notes, so we'll put that up on the website as well. All right. Okay. The other thing, we so exciting, patch 9.1.5 is finally coming. Yay! Exciting times. Yay! Also, apparently BlizzCon line event scheduled for February 2022 has been cancelled, and there is some information as to there, so that's interesting. Which again, we'll put the information for those interested in, you know, all the things and stuff. Okay, so yeah, just to give you a heads up on that. All right, last one. What else have we got?
And for everybody who needs a WoW Challenges coffee mug, which I think are absolutely adorable, Spreadshirt is running a promo. Starts Friday, November 5th through November 10th. Great stocking stuffer for the holidays coming up. And it is 20% off of everything. You can just go to wowchallenges-merchandise.myspreadshop.com.
That's it. So if you're after some stuff, definitely. And you never know, there might be stuff happening soon. That's all I'm going to say. To do with the shop. Yeah, leaving with that. All right, let's go with this bumper. We were going to have a short show, Chris.
Nope, not a... Who talked?
Probably both of us. Anyway.
Right.
All right. Sure, let's do the bumper. Here we are.
Hey, yo! It's Chit-Chat!
Audio just went stupid. Thank you. Sorry, Zots. You went strange in my ear.
Okay. I love Zorts.
Alright, we do. I miss seeing his goblin-y face. I know he's around somewhere. he's busy. I'm like, I don't get to see him stream these days. It makes me sad. Alright, so let's play this bumper. Where are we?
As he's pawn.
Go for it.
Somebody better Nort for this, because this is actually one of my favorite from Azzy's Pun Vault.
Okay.
A naked man arrives at a costume party with a girl on his back. "I'm a turtle," he says. "Oh, who's on your back?" "That's Michelle," he replies. I sure, seriously, love that pun.
That's a good one. That's good. So, just funny.
Thank you, Ken.
Alright. okay, Dave's words of wisdom. What have we got? Did you hear about the guy who had his left side chopped off? He's all right now. Dave. Yep. Thanks, Dave. Alright. Oh, fantastic. Okay. Anything else? Hang on, what's Tiber got? Why don't monsters eat kids dressed up as ghosts on Halloween? Because they taste like shit. Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was good. That was good. Thank you for stealing that. They taste like sheet. I think that could be it.
So good.
They taste like sheet. Alright, let me write that down. Thank you, Nisi. That is awesome. Alright, okay. I think we've got all the things.
All the things!
Exactly. Alright, Iron Elites. Let me get... Where's... Hang on. I've got a... I did get a new little... Here we go. Alright, if you want to do the Iron Elites, there we go. Do a little cute little...
I was gonna say, you got me all excited for a second. I thought Zorts was gonna read it out for us or something.
Nort.
We would like to thank all the Iron Elites. Oh my god, not really another Nort. Oh, it's a Norty kind of night. We would like very much to thank Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gazden, Grand Nagus, Chris, Laren. Every time I am so sorry, I don't know what it is. Laren Ramar. Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rockguru, Nisi, Periton, Rude, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynima, Zaya, and Zorts.
Absolutely. And I have to change my cute little heart guy, because, you know, it's Halloween. Pumpkin with heart eyes. How cute.
I love that. Love that.
Thank you very much, guys. And again, Nisi just sent through the for Chris Knott. So I thought I set it up right, but obviously not. So this is for Nisi.
Oh God, I just did it live.
Oh, you got a free one. Yes.
I have taken my finger off of this button like 400 times tonight because you guys keep making me Nort, and that one I missed. Sorry.
That's awesome. I love it. A bonus one. Absolutely. Nisi gets bonus. Nisi should get bonus points because we got a real live.
A live Nort.
That's it. Absolutely. All right. Thank you for that. Okay, so Stir and myself would like to thank our wonderful mods for all the things that you guys do to help us, to help me. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. Seriously, guys, without you, I don't know what I do. So thank you. For all the things you do. To our code wardens, thank you to everyone in the chat. Everyone here in the channel, thank you for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. It is Halloween time. And you guys get Halloween tomorrow. Who's dressing up?
Ooga booga.
I hope someone's going to dress up. Take some photos. Send them to me. I love seeing all the stuff. Which is good. Halloween's like one of my favorite.
I love Halloween. I blinked and it's here, and I tried so hard to enjoy each day coming up to it.
Yeah.
But once again, I blinked and it's here. Mm.
It's one of those things that's like A Nightmare Before Christmas is like one of my favorite Christmas movies. Because it is. Like Die Hard.
Die Hard.
But at the same stage, it's like I can't watch it for Halloween. It's my Christmas movie. It's like the one that I watch. Die Hard is always Christmas Eve. Nightmare Before Christmas is Christmas Eve Eve. That's my tradition. So it's just, that's what I do. But you know, it is Halloween time and it's just good fun. So let me know, send some tag us. I'd love to see some photos if you guys are
dressed. Yes, please.
Tag me and Chris. We want to see what you look like. Yes, absolutely. So to everyone, thank you for hanging out. And to those listening on the podcast when you get this, thank you. Hope you had a good Halloween. Happy Halloween. Hope it was safe. All right, next show. I'll be back next week. Pretty much. It won't be Halloween. I'm not going to do this for next week.
Oh, come on.
No.
We could change it to a nice brown for, you know, upcoming Thanksgiving. Maybe? Look like a gourd?
No. It took me like 2.5 hours to get this sorted. Oh my God. It's just crazy.
The first time you go to rub your eyes, you're going to want to smush it.
I know. I know. And like, look at my neck. See my scars? I am not my scars. Sorry.
That's great. I muted the Nort.
I did hear it. Just a little bit. All right. So I will be back next week, Saturday, November 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Time changes next month sometime. Nisi will tell me. Anyway, I know.
Next weekend, actually.
Is it?
I have to get the truck. Yes. It'll be the 7th.
Next week after the show. Whew. Okay. All right. That's fine. I knew it was coming up soon, which means, yay, which will be 10 a.m. for me. It's pushed back. Cool. Sweet. Anyway. Oh, Rud. Today for you. There we go. Don't you just love time? Time zones are so fantastic around the world. It's great, and then there are times when I'm like, time zones. Urgh. Anyway, You get that. Okay, so don't forget where you can find us over at wowchallenges.com. All the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels are there. You can download the episode, because technically we are a podcast. but you can. It's at Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you want to contact the show, email me at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you?
In about 10 minutes, under the covers of sleep. Other than that, Twitter. It's Chris W. I'm like, what is that called? Yeah, the thing with the blue. That's not Meta. other than that, WoW Challenges or Paradin's Discord.
That's it. Absolutely. And you can find me on the things on Twitter and TikTok. I'm like obsessed with TikTok at the moment. Lita WoW, at Lita WoW. LETAWOW. That's where you will find me. Yes. And thank yous. Who have we got?
We have got me scrolling. A big, huge thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the intro. Still makes me laugh every time. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01.
Absolutely. And we do appreciate Ross. He is a very kind and generous person. And we love all the things that he does for us, which is greatly appreciated. Also, finally, just to finish up the show, I want to say again, we're going to play the full outro in a moment. This is in respect and in honor of my wonderful friend Epic Insanity, who we lost earlier, a couple months ago, and I will always treasure the outro that he has done pretty much from day dot. Stone and I got him to do. So we're going to play the whole outro and we will be back in a minute. So rest in peace, Epic. Miss you every day, buddy. But other than that, to everyone in the chat room, thank you for hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. Hope you have a great Halloween. Chris, thank you for hanging out with me and having some fun. It's been a lot of laughs and a little bit of this. Just a little bit. Just a little one. All right. Stay safe, both in and out of game, guys. And we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.